AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports Iran is pushing back on President Trump's pressure tactics.
Tensions between both nations come ahead of critical talks in Geneva on Thursday over Tehran's nuclear program.
They're working to build missiles that will soon reach the United States of America.
Responding on X, Iran's foreign ministry spokesman dismissed Trump's remarks at the State of the Union as big lies. Meanwhile, Iran's parliament speaker said the U.S. could either engage in diplomacy or face the wrath of Iran if it attacks. America has assembled its biggest deployment of aircraft and warships into the Middle East in decades in a push to get a deal. Meanwhile, Iranian state TV released on Tuesday a video showing the country's Revolutionary Guard holding a drill. The date and time of the exercise is unknown. The upcoming talks also come as Iran struggles at home with growing dissent following nationwide protests last month.
Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger offered a sharp contrast to President Trump's depiction of the nation as being in a golden age during his State of the Union last night. She argued costs remain high for many Americans more than a year into his second term and criticized his mass deportation methods.
Our president has sent poorly trained federal agents into our cities, where they have arrested and detained American citizens and people who aspire to be Americans. And they have done it without a warrant. They have ripped nursing mothers away from their babies. They have sent children, a little boy in a blue bunny hat, children to far-off detention centers.
Democrats point to Spanberger's double-digit victory in Virginia last November as validation of a disciplined, cost-focused campaign they now hope to replicate across the country. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The Cavaliers pulled away in the second half for a 109-94 victory over the Knicks. Donovan Mitchell scored 23 points and James Harden had 20 for Coach Kenny Atkinson's team.
Bringing James on has given us a renewed confidence.
Kayson Wallace matched a career high with 27 points and the Thunder earned their NBA best 45th win, 116-107 over the Raptors. College basketball, third-ranked Michigan clinched at least a share of its first Big Ten title since 2021 after beating Minnesota. Number 1 Duke and number 2 Arizona were also victorious. NFL, the Falcons informed quarterback Kirk Cousins they plan to release the 14-year veteran when free agency opens. The Raiders plan to keep disgruntled star edge rusher Max Crosby, and the Jets intend to keep 1,000-yard rusher Breece Hall.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pros' number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live, you're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back. Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, cause you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2025 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, July 2024 to June 2025.